The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Been a crazy week for me.
My eardrum is damaged.
Nearly busted my eardrum.
Blow out your eardrum.
I blew my eardrums out.
Yeah, well, that's what I hope it is. That's what I hope it is as I do the Trump accordion thing. I hope it's just that. I cleaned my ear on Sunday after the shower. And you know when you got the Q-tip in there and it starts to feel really good and you're riding that wave of how good it feels and then, oh, you went too far.
No, I never violate the Q-tip terms of service.
They don't have terms of service. What are you talking about?
Yes, they do.
They do not. On my left side, it hurts to swallow.
Warning, do not insert swab into ear canal. Entering the ear canal could cause injury if used to clean ears.
Q-tip debate that we've been having, and you know, science says that you shouldn't stick anything smaller than your elbow into your ear.
Well, that's why I want to talk about the Q-tip. We're out here using Q-tips to clean our ears. We're having it. By the way, Lizzie, you sounded great in that fake interview that we did, and I thought it edited very well together. If you'd like to hear me from Trambles interview Lizzie, get the latest episode of Trambles in the Radio Labyrinth podcast feed, wherever you find podcasts.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, you have a new room.
Yeah. Well, I'm at my sister's house.
Lizzie left her family and moved in with her sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's time.
You're going to reel in, get all those big podcasting bucks, and finally step out on your own. There's no big bucks.
Sick of them trying to ride my coattails.
Yes. And Doug Dave, what's he going to do?
He's at home crying.
He canceled his Patreon.
He's sitting in his underwear in your pink chair, just crying.
Rest in peace to Brian Wilson. We don't usually start up the show with people who've passed away, but Brian Wilson passed away. He's 82 years old. Also 82 years old and died the other day, Sly Stone. So a couple of icons. Hot fun in the summertime.
Thanks for letting me be Mice Elf again.
Yes. And numerous drugs. There is a funny video you can find of him if you search out Mike Douglas. Who is the guy that used to host, Peter Marshall, who used to host the Hollywood Squares, and Sly Stone. Peter Marshall's on there telling a story, and he says something like, well.
So now you get on the plane, and you have to pass Richard Burton, right? There he is. He takes a shine to, excuse the expression, That's terrible. I apologize. That's tacky.
Now, that's something I never heard about until, I heard about it first a couple years ago, you know, when Gilbert Gottfried was still alive. They were talking to Peter Marshall. On Gilbert Gottfried.
Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Yes, with Frank Santopadre. And I miss that show to this day. I listen to old episodes all the time. I wish it was still around. Because that show is the one show where you had Gilbert's sense of humor and Frank's knowledge. And they would just interview these icons from, you know, basically the boomer generation for the most part. But nothing really comparable to that today. But Brian Wilson, yeah, I like to think, and I actually believe that had the Beach Boys given Charles Manson credit for the song they released called Never Learn Not to Love You, which Charles Manson originally recorded playing an acoustic guitar, and it was called, It was called Cease to Exist. And Dennis Wilson, who was Brian's brother, who died in the early 80s, on a boat, he liked to hang out with Manson's girls, all these underage girls that, you know, had gonorrhea and syphilis and all every disease you could possibly think of. They kind of just all moved into his house, and one day he got fed up with them, and then he just left his house, and they stayed for a little while before, you know, they were thrown out. But Manson heard that song on the radio, And that was his song, and he wasn't given any credit for it. So Terry Melcher, who was dating Candace Bergen and lived at that house on Cielo Drive in the canyon, he sent his minions over there. Actually, he went looking for Terry Melcher, who was involved with the Beach Boys. Might have been a producer, I believe. And Terry didn't live there anymore. And so a couple weeks later or whatever, the timeline, you know, gets me sometimes. But that's when they went over there and got rid of the people who lived there, thinking that maybe Terry Melcher still lived there. But that, of course, was Sharon Tate and all of her friends.
So you're thinking if they had given him credit,
that might not have happened.
Sharon Tate might still be alive.
Yes. Well, she might not be now. But
if Brad Pitt and his dog had lived in that house, they'd still be alive.
I'm the devil. I'm here to do the devil's business.
Nah, I was dumber than that. Something like Rex.
Tex. I want to watch that movie. I love that movie. I agree with Dana Carvey. That's one of my favorite Tarantino pictures. Just a great film overall, start to finish.
Bruce, I saw the Beach Boys before they kicked everybody, before Mike Love kicked everybody out.
You did?
At the baseball stadium in Elmira.
With Dunfield and Elmira?
Yeah, before a Pioneers game.
What do you mean kicked everybody out? Like the Wilson?
No, Mike Love kicked everybody out of the band except him, and he started playing with the Beach Boys with just him.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw him with they shared a date with Chicago, like 88.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Brian Wilson, he was such a odd bird, man. He was famously, you know, was he stayed in his bed for ever?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, that song, In My Room, is so sad.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, did the Bare Naked Ladies play the Brian Wilson song?
Yeah.
When you saw them?
Yep.
Recently? How come the former lead singer is no longer with them?
He's a solo now.
No, I know. It's been for a while. Shouldn't they go on a tour together?
They should, but I don't know if they ever will.
Speaking of Gen X and music, happy 30th anniversary. And this makes me feel so old. Happy 30th anniversary to Jagged Little Pill. The album from Alanis Morissette, which sort of jettisoned her into fame.
Yeah, I remember you kept going down on guys in theaters after that album came out.
I know. I can't believe she was following me around. She must have been a journalist.
Dave Coulier, made that woman insane enough to write a complete hit album.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that more than most of his comedy.
Yeah.
I bet he loved being reminded of that all the time. I wonder if there's any interviews of him getting mad when people brought it up.
Actually, I saw an interview a couple of weeks ago that he gave where he's very matter of fact and upfront about it. He was like, yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm. She blew me in the theater.
Yeah.
It was I Know What You Did Last Summer, and Jeff was behind them in the theater watching.
With no pants on.
Right. Oh, I didn't see you there. Last week, we recorded the show on a Wednesday, and as we always do. And then the following Thursday was the craziest day in American politics I can think of, at least in our era, our modern lives, where the president and his advisor got in a huge fight and a spat all over social media. And that was the end of the Trump-Elon relationship, the big, beautiful breakup. And since then, Elon has deleted all of his tweets, and today he's groveling and apologizing to the president.
He has to eat crow, though, or Trump's going to cancel all his contracts.
Oh, yeah, I can do it. I can do it, Elon. I can do it, Elon. I'll take all your stuff away.
But Trump tonight is at Les Miserables. So I'm looking forward to them, the performers yelling and scolding. That'll be interesting.
I thought it was a great breakup for the first week of Pride Month.
Yeah. No one's talking about Pride because the president and his advisor are doing crazy stuff. And the big, beautiful riots all over the country. But I said it on Trambles already, so I won't, you know, bother you guys with it. But I'm just sort of tired of it. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted with all this stuff. And I like, in the approach we took last week on the Von Hessler Doctrine when I filled in as host is just keep it moving and be funny. Because what else are you going to do? I do think, though, that what happened, you remember when Elon had the black eye when they did that goodbye thing?
Yeah.
And he said that his son X punched him in the face. The truth behind that is that he, allegedly, the truth is that he got in an altercation with that Scott Bessent guy that works for Trump. I don't know what his cabinet position is. And then he got punched in the face. So,
well, yeah, that's what I heard too. And I'm like, is that real? That if that's real, that's just gets wilder and wilder.
Yeah, it is. Well, don't he's got to stop doing the K.
I've got to lay off the ketamine. You know, I'll stop doing it when it's really helping me get rockets into space. What else? Well, yeah, everything started last Friday. The protests and stuff kicked off last Friday. So I got caught up in it until last night. I was caught up in the watching the live streams like I did during the Summer of Love. And they're not as exciting.
You were alive in 1968?
No, the second Summer of Love.
Oh, okay.
The derisive name for 2020 when the protests were everywhere. And say what you will. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I'm just saying that I don't have the bandwidth for it. That's the new way of saying I don't care, but I don't have the bandwidth for it. I just want to laugh. So last night I just watched a bunch of things that make me laugh on the streams. Neural Viz put out a new video. And Dustin, you're the only one that watches that, right? You do keep up with that?
Yeah. I haven't seen the new one, but yeah, I love their stuff. Those ones, they actually had one that got popular in the last couple of weeks.
The news one.
The newscast.
The fake headlines. There are two of those, and they went super viral.
Yeah.
I love it when people send me, oh, you should see this. I'm like, yeah, I saw it when it came out.
I was telling you guys to watch it like 6 months ago.
Yes. And so I got to thank my friend Sean for hooking me up with that.
I only want to talk about Joe Rogan.
All right. Well, here you go. Okay, the day that Elon stuff happened last Thursday, two things were happening. Theo Vaughn was recording with the vice president, and Joe Rogan was recording with Kash Patel. What is he, the head of the FBI?
Yeah, FBI
director.
So, and they start getting all these alerts about Trump and Musk breaking up, and both of these guys are flummoxed. Not only is Kash Patel lying his face off about Epstein, and Joe Rogan's like not really pushing back on him, which he should have done, because nobody believes you, Cash. Nobody believes any of that. Nobody.
He was like, the video evidence will prove it. It's like, wait, but I thought the videos were down. I thought the cameras were off.
That's what they said. Yeah, they're just somebody has. It's mutually assured destruction. Okay, if the president had been on that island and banging teenage girls, the Democrats would have already released it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, or somebody would have, or the Republicans that were running against him in 2016 would have.
P. Diddy bought the video for $10 million, so you'll never
see it. That's another thing. We'll have to talk about that when we talk about that later. But you would have, all that stuff would be out. You can't release it, though, because whoever was controlling Epstein, we have no clue who that could be, and nobody has even been able to venture a guess who that could be, because you don't want to get deplatformed or ruined. But they would all go down. That's why we're never going to see it.
Like, it involves too many people.
Yeah, from both parties, business people, politicians.
That would be great. Just take them all down.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Kash Patel, when he was on Joe Rogan, he also seemed so sleazy to me, because he was like, I mean, come on. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, what?
I'll tell you.
You guys trust me. Come on.
I'll tell you.
He's a crappy liar.
Well, they all are. He's just not good at it.
No. He was like a public defender. That's why, right?
Mm-hmm. All the cabinet people in the last administrations were liars, too, but they were just good professional liars.
Right.
And they were slick. They're politicians. You know, you got all these guys that, I saw that guy on Fox News. He should be in my cabinet. So, anyway, that's the way we live now.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
We interrupt programming to bring you this breaking news bulletin.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
We interrupt this program to bring you this bulletin.
Here's some stories that we've been following at the Radio Labyrinth News Desk.
Yeah, they're making a Tulsa King spinoff, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be Samuel L. Jackson, right? Is he on the show?
No.
No.
Maybe they'll get him in one episode this season as like a backdoor pilot for his spinoff.
I hope they finish filming soon. I'm sick of getting stuck in traffic every damn day. Every day I get stuck because I take the road that I take to get back and forth from work. There's a this mansion that they use. And they used it for Doom Patrol and a few other movies. I think it's pretty much exclusively just a location now.
Yeah.
And for the last month, they've been filming all of the Tulsa King there. I'm ready for Tulsa King to be done. And it ain't even out yet. It's like season right. three.
Well, there are any more details about this one with Samuel L. Jackson, or is it just sort of a tease right now?
Yeah, they haven't said much. I don't think they've started even writing it yet.
Speaking of things that are coming out soon, did you guys hear they've announced an Incredibles 3?
No, that's cool.
No.
Yeah, and the only downside, in my opinion, Brad Bird is not going to be directing. They did get him on for writing, so he did write it. But they've actually hired a Pixar alum, Peter Son. He did the Elemental movie and the Dinosaur movie recently. Okay. So, I mean, those are kind of the two worst Pixar movies monetarily in the last, decade. So it's kind of weird that they're deciding to use their best franchise and give them the worst director and hope that it falls somewhere in the middle and makes money.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen any of those movies. How old should your kid be to let him watch?
You could be watching them right now.
Yeah, the first one you could watch right now for sure. Second one's got a little more
4-year old to
it, but yeah.
Somebody else passed away at 87. Harris Yulin, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, from
Dustin knows who he is.
From Ghostbusters, he's the judge in Ghostbusters 2.
Your Honor, shut up! Pictures like you in decent society.
Your Honor, this is important.
You play on the gullibility of innocent people.
Yes, sir.
Be quiet. Reach back. You have pure stern justice. And have you burned at the stake?
He's also in Scarface.
You're too far, Tommy.
Not now. You are.
Can't shoot a cop. Wait a minute!
Sure, ma'am. Maybe you can handle some first-class tickets to the wrestling.
He was in Ozark.
Training Day in Ozark. Yeah. Wow. Well, I didn't even know he was still alive. I thought he had passed away. So good for him for making it to 87 years old. That's amazing. Y'all know that Nick Frost is playing Hagrid in the Harry Potter television series that's coming to HBO. And, of course, he had to get out there and say, well, I don't really, I'm not going to do his, I can't do his voice. So but he had to say that my views don't align with J.K. Rowling. Well, if your views don't align with J.K. Rowling, then why are you in her show that is based off of her writing and her brain and creativity? Just don't do it.
I don't think anybody from the entire cast agrees with J.K.
Right.
Rowling. Well, Draco Malfoy, whoever played his character.
Yeah.
Tom.
I think it was him. And he was like, you know what? She wrote a movie that brought a lot of people together like I've never seen before.
It's just him acknowledging that, hey, I'm doing this. I don't agree with her, but
you don't
I'm
have to.
No,
he just doesn't
want to
get attacked online.
But he doesn't want to get bombarded by everyone. Just like John Lithgow
probably was unaware of all of that, to be honest. I'm sure he lives in a bubble, probably unaware of all that. And obviously, he played one of the first trans people to ever be in a movie, at least a super successful movie. I'm just tired of hearing about all these social issues. Just make the movie. But I get what you're saying. He has to put the lamb's blood on the door to keep the creeping death away.
Wonder Woman got leaked by James Gunn that they're in the writing stage of doing Wonder Woman. So they are going to cycle through these main DC heroes one after the other, with Batman, I assume, coming up next after Wonder Woman.
Is it Gal Gadot again or Gal Gadot?
No, not at all. It's going to completely rework, just like he did Superman. Completely rework it for the DC.
Yeah, those movies were bad. The Wonder Woman movie.
First one was good. The second one was horrible. And that was all the writer-director.
I don't even think I got through them.
The second one I almost didn't get through. It was that bad.
They're rebooting Prison Break.
It's
going to be a good cast, though. Ray McKinnon from Deadwood, Margot Martindale, Donald Logue, Lily Taylor.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah.
This could be good.
The second, after the second season, that show should have just been done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or at least change the name to something else. Because it became a different show after the second season.
Completely. After they got out, it was like.
It's like, why the hell are you calling it Prison Break?
Right.
I don't know. I've never seen the original one. I'll give it a chance.
When your son goes online and says that their father is an evil person, you got to know that that guy didn't really succeed as a parent very well. And that's exactly what happened to Billy Ray Cyrus from his son, Trace, who went online just saying that he was evil and worthless and just an attention whore and didn't even come to his grandmother's funeral. Instead, flew to Milan for a fashion show.
Was it his mom?
And it was no, it was not his mom. It was his in-law. It was, but he was still married at the time her. So, yeah,
none of those kids like their dad.
No,
yeah. Even Miley doesn't like him.
Yeah,
I thought Miley kind of made up with him.
I know there was an appearance of them together, which was the first time they've been photoed together in like almost a decade.
So, what does Trace Silas do? Is he a singer?
No,
he's in a band.
He's just he's covered in tats. I mean, I don't know. He looks like a little LA hardcore dude.
Oh, he works at a daycare center now.
What if you were a really good parent and your son's just a dick?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's the situation here.
I mean, look at
that's my fear.
Look at Tom Hanks. Just thinking of that. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks' oddball rapper, white rapper son.
Although Billy Ray Cyrus is dating Elizabeth Hurley right now.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I thought she had it more together, but I guess not.
Did you see, you guys probably didn't, but did you see, he did a performance for the inauguration?
Oh, yeah. I saw
that. Oh, my gosh. It was, they were trying to, like, cut him off.
Oh, what do you think he did?
I don't know. Achy Breaky Heart?
Yes. And it was horrible.
Yeah. Really? I think they, like, pulled the plug, and he was like, no,
yeah,
we're
they
still
did.
Having
they,
fun
They pulled out a
here.
Giant hook across the stage. Just yanked him off.
That song sucks.
Yeah.
It's never been good. Go out and find it if you can. I forget what album it's on. But Bill Hicks is talking about Billy Ray Cyrus. And he just rips into that song. And this is a long-ass time ago. So it's over 30 years ago when he's talking about him. Obviously, he's been dead that long. But
yeah,
it's very funny if you can find it.
I wish he was around now. Him and Carlin. I'd love to just listen to those guys do a podcast for like 2 hours. On current events.
Bill Hicks today would probably be a MAGA guy. You don't know happens.
Probably.
You think?
Who knows?
Yeah, or do you think he'd be like a nothing guy? Like I don't trust either of them guy.
It's one of those things you can't really tell. I mean, because if you transported him as he was before he died to now, that would be one thing. But having that person not die, but then go through all the experiences from then till now, he'd be a different person altogether.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your buddy Titus Welliver is going to be in a new show on MGM Plus. J.K. Simmons.
I don't have that channel.
Irish Mob. I don't either. I might get it again for this, though. Looks pretty good. Set in the 80s when they're building the Jacob Javits Convention Center.
Can somebody buy the MGM network and put it on something that people want?
Yeah. I wish Netflix would just absorb them or something.
Yeah. Everybody's merging and putting stuff together. Somebody merge with them because we're going to miss, The Institute is coming out on MGM, too.
No, yeah.
Stephen King series.
Well, I love him. I love money a lot, so just do whatever.
Yeah, there's too many streaming services. Just go back to cable. Let's make it nice and easy.
Have you heard sorry to bring up Dusty Slay again, but have you heard his bit on that?
Probably. Was it on his podcast or stand-up?
Stand-up.
I thought that I liked AI. First, I thought it was demonic, and then I liked AI. And now I'm starting to think that it's demonic again.
You hear the AI people are mad because people are saying please and thank you to AI. And it's wasting like tens of millions of dollars in electricity.
I say
hear that. Yeah.
You don't say it when you use it. I say, hey, thank you. And,
you'd be very, very nice because it remembers everything.
Of course. It'll remember that you're nice to it.
Sounds crazy.
Yeah,
crush you with a death machine.
That's the last. That's what you want to have happen when you have one of those Steve Buscemi moments from Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I apologized to that guy.
Diddy stuff.
I don't have. They've had the same girl up on stand. I think since last week that we talked, and I can't think of anything new that happened today. But she's Jane Doe. She was one of his girlfriends, but pretty much a hired sex slave for the most part. And she's the second victim that would do the freak offs for him. The difference between her and the others is she consistently was like, I don't want to do this. And there's text and there's video recordings of her being like, treating me like an animal. I don't want to do this. He beat the dog crap out of her. And then he gave her drugs and was like, you're not going to ruin my effing night. Go put on makeup. And sent like four guys in the room. And before he did that, he said, is this coercion? And then he also taught her, he would also be like, you're consenting.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like he knew it was coming. But he pays for her lawyer. So the lawyer that is with her right now, he pays for it. And he pays her $10,000 to live in her apartment still to this day. So they had like a contract. And she called it a love. And she's in love with him, by the way. She's absolutely head over heels in love with him, even though she had to testify against him. And she had recordings and, you know, had all these awful things to say about him. But they had a love contract where she pretty much did what he wanted. And he would pay her $10,000 a month, which sounds to me like you're a hired sex worker. They called themselves the trifecta.
What?
Her Diddy and this escort named Paul called themselves the trifecta. She was Kobe Bryant. Diddy was Michael Jordan. And Paul was Shaq.
I'm going to trifecta you.
I thought that was interesting. But it seems like, you know, she had the same stories as Cassie. She said once Cassie's lawsuit came out, she almost fainted because she saw the same stories. And it seems like he did an awful lot to try not to be gay, that he got a whole entire RICO case against him.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about the trafficking yet. And that's what he's charged with in the RICO case. They haven't proved that yet. They haven't offered up anything about that yet. And what I'm starting to see, and I didn't know any of this, is that the raid on his property came before CNN aired that video. And CNN has yet to say who gave them the video of the hotel. So my theory on that is, and this is because I watched TikTok, of course, is that the government leaked it to, you know, the prosecutors leaked it, or whoever was going to do this case leaked it to CNN so they could trash him before they put him on trial.
Yeah.
And
you know they're
proven,
not sequestered, the jury.
No, they're not sequestered, but they're also not letting Diddy's because you can't investigate. You can't order an investigation when you're the defense, but the defense can do its own investigation. And if it's later on after he's convicted or whatever, this could be brought up and they'd have to throw the whole thing out.
Yeah.
I mean, Weinstein got one charge today. I don't know if that's the serious one, if that's going to keep him in jail. But Cosby got out because these people are convicted in public first, and then they're put into an emotional trial where the jury cannot find it within their ability to find somebody not guilty because the state didn't prove their case. So that's what's probably going to happen. He'll probably get out.
You think so?
Eventually.
I'll pardon him.
He's disgusting. He is so gross.
He is gross.
He's gross.
But you can't go to jail for being gross, right,
no,
Jeff?
No, you can't.
Not
but
yet.
You should go to jail for beating the dog crap out of every girlfriend you ever had.
You should, but they shouldn't sign NDAs and take money before they...
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. And he was really smart about not letting money pass through his hands except for a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and them texting him like, let's have a freak off and all this stuff, like, and he'd be like, you call the guy then, so the women would do the work for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you call the guy, I'm gonna sit here and pretend to not be gay.
Yep. But then I'm gonna play with his afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
sorry
It's okay.
No, I think
hey, I'm back, Mr. Sam Elliott. And I want to talk to you about one of the places I like to go whenever I'm in the Atlanta area, called Atlanta Pizza and Gyro. And they've proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. Atlanta Pizza and Gyro is a place to be this summer. I don't know if they have Coors. Coors is a banquet beer. But they are featuring three tavern breweries and Night on Ponce. That's an IPA and it's now available on draft. Atlanta Pizza Nero has the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Family-owned and operated, independent restaurants are a dying breed. And Atlanta Pizza Nero continue to be a local favorite serving the east side of Atlanta for over 30 years. Hey, Mike's food truck is out and about, so if you see the food truck, run up. Contact Mike at 770-483-6228 if you're interested in booking the food truck for your corporate or private event. Tuesday nights, they got team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge against the best Conyers has to offer. Hey, they're open for dine-in or takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9. Saturdays, 12 to 9. They're closed on Sunday, which is Lord's Day, dude. Another fine sponsor of Radio Labyrinth is LDI Repro Printing. Do you have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment card.
Let's read our YouTube comments. By the way, leave us comments on YouTube or on Facebook or social media, and we'll read. What we'll do is we'll read them. This week, from the YouTube page, U Reaper says, "You guys have become my Saturday morning routine. Yet again, great coverage of this week's events."
Thank you.
Roby, who we will be talking about on the Radios in the Dark show, "I like the intro song Dustin created for YouTube. However, I find myself also missing the old intro song by John Mark Lundell. Is there any chance the old intro could be used for the outro song for us old, longtime listeners?" Well, that's up to Dustin.
I will make that happen for you guys. No problem.
Douglas 1977 says, "Gary Hoey, that's cool as shit, Tim. Have not thought about that name in some time." Of course, he's referring to my most recent guest on the Tim Andrews Podcast, which airs on WSB, is also a podcast on your favorite podcatcher. Fuxi was on a tear, so let's read his. "Mark Maron's podcast is fantastic, and I really enjoyed listening to it through the years." He also says, "Romulus was the Scooby-Doo gang meets Alien." I didn't read the reply to it. Somebody must have. He also said, "I wouldn't buy celebrity bathwater, but that's on me. No judgment. I just hope the King of the Hill reboot is as funny as the original run. And as to Joss's death, I think there's a lot more to the story than we are being told." And there's other things coming out now, too. Whatever. We'll find out when we find out. Brett Perkins says, "With Trump and Elon fighting, I can hardly drink my morning show scotch." Let's see. A couple of comments from Facebook. Nicole says, "Hey, Jeff, just a heads up. Resident Alien actually premiered on June 6th on Sci-Fi and USA. I had to DVR it because it aired so late. So I ended up watching it Saturday night, but I definitely saw the first episode of the fourth season. I prefer Sci-Fi because USA bleeps out the curse words."
Yeah, I said it would start on the 6th in the user's news, but yeah, it did start last week.
Randall Moody says, "Radio Labyrinth, apparently there is a lot more to Joss's story. Joss was, according to numerous neighbors, apparently a nuisance and had been for a long time. There's also allegedly a cell phone video of Joss, Jonathan Joss, right, wandering around with a pitchfork and yelling at people. To jump to calling it a hate crime based on his sexual orientation is at best premature. This isn't any way condoning the killing." Well, I guess, like with everything else, we'll find out when we find out. Dustin put up two polls on our YouTube page. Are you excited for the King of the Hill revival? Tie for third place, 8%. What's King of the Hill? And only if Dale Gribble sounds right. I'm sure he will. 31% said, "Man, leave it in the past," and 54% said, "Yep, propane dreams are alive." And then, "Do you think the shooting of Jonathan Joss should be investigated as a hate crime?" 44% said yes.
This week on Text Impressions by Tim, I think we're going to go with one that you've got a little history with. So this one's going to be Kamala Harris.
"Okay, folks. When I swing at Top Golf, it's not just about hitting the ball, okay? It's about bringing people together, building communities, and driving progress one shot at a time, okay?"
This one's Lizzie's.
When I was a little girl, I was raised at Topgolf. It's not just Topgolf. It's on top. And it's golf. It's golf on top of Topgolf. It's Topgolf. Okay.
We did it, Joe.
Dustin's.
Topgolf isn't a game. It's a harvesting ritual. Each ball contains the soul of a staffer who couldn't find my latte. Okay. I just swing endlessly, feeding the vortex. The winner gets to keep their face. The loser becomes the nacho cheese. That's how we maintain balance.
All right. So what is this? What's this story? I haven't heard this. She played Top Golf or something?
My friend Chris, who's like a super fan of yours, loves your Kamala. And I was like, if Tim did Kamala, like, because he's always like, I want to get him to send me something from Kamala on, what do you do, Cameo?
Cameo.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, if Tim does Kamala, what do you want him to talk about? And he was like, Top Golf. I was like, okay. Oh, all right.
Well, he's going to have a free one for that. That was cool.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
All right, let's do some views and or snooze. I will say that I have to preface this with I didn't watch anything because I was wrapped up in Q-tip maladies and, the violence.
Yeah, last week was Tires, which I watched all of season two already.
How many episodes?
12, I think.
How the fuck did you watch? Oh, that's 6 hours of TV, dude.
Yep.
You have that Hermione time thing, right? That you can go back.
Yeah. He's been up for a month and a half.
Yes.
It was really good, though. A bunch of great guest stars. We'll talk about it when everybody's watched it. And Predator Killer of Killers, that's really good.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'll watch that.
What's very that? Cool.
Hulu.
Was that the cartoon?
Yeah. It's all animated vignettes.
Yeah, it's done like Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah. That same kind of animation.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, all right.
That is cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And Resident Alien, which I watched the first one, still very funny.
Great show.
This week, Alone comes back on History, my favorite show. This time they're in the desert, so I don't think that people are going to be getting frostbite. It's in South Africa. What
is it? Alone.
Is that the survival?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Naked and Afraid?
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Way more afraid than naked in it, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of nakey.
Yeah, but they're not showing the good bits.
No. You get to see some hiney, though.
I want to see balls.
But anyway, that comes back on Thursday. Revival, new show on Peacock and Sci-Fi, comes out on the 12th. This is adapted from an Image comics, and it's got the chick that was in Wynonna Earp and Letterkenny, McMurray's wife from Letterkenny.
Melanie Scarfano.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
Bono.
Scorfano.
No, my sister was just... Oh, sorry. I was going to say, she was just asking me about if I've ever seen Letterkenny. I have not.
It's great.
It's awesome. How many seasons are there?
12.
Is there?
Yeah, 12 seasons. They're all like 20 minutes each.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, go watch Trailer Park Boys. I can't. There's too many. I'd like it, but I can't do it.
Man, this looks pretty cool. It's like zombies, but the people, instead of eating brains and being crazy killers, they're just normal when they come back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like they were before they died.
What do they eat?
Yeah, just regular stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Huh. Cool storyline.
It seems pretty cool. I'm going to watch it. And cool. Echo Valley on Apple TV. This is a movie. Julianne Moore plays the mother of Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in.
Yeah, you are.
Domhnall Gleeson's also in it. And Kyle MacLachlan.
I want Domhnall Gleeson's bathwater in my soap. All right. Thank you. Staff picks. Let's bust through that real quick so we can wrap up and get to the after show. Mine is, I've talked about this YouTube channel before. It's Saturday Night Network. I've been waiting ever since the anniversary show. They've sort of been hiatus with this. But Everything You Need to Know About SNL Season 21, which is 1995 to 1996, that is now streaming on YouTube. And that's a really good season.
Yeah, this is like my era of Saturday Night Live when I was super, super into it.
our adult era.
Yeah.
So they always do good recaps.
Mine's a staff pick for your kids.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
It's
called
Not a Box. It's on Apple TV. It starts on the, I believe, the 13th. Yeah. The animation looks really cool. I'm going to watch it, even though I'm old. But I put the trailer in there. You guys can watch it. It looks really cool.
Gilbert's just started watching Pete the Cat videos. I guess those are books that they've animated on little short stories on YouTube. That's pretty cool. But this
show, show them this show. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my wife about it.
Let's see. Mine is most of my staff picks as of late have been old movies that they've just upgraded to 4K. So another one that I picked up this week was Life Force.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
space, really zoom space, in on that lady.
Space vampires.
Yeah, the energy, yeah, space energy vampires. Great movie. The guy, what's his name? Railback. His name Steven Railback.
Railback.
He was the guy that played Manson in Helter Skelter.
Damn, that's an old movie. Steve Railsback.
Railsback.
Don't forget me. I'm in it as well. Patrick Stewart.
Yeah. You know, you have to suspend way more disbelief than you usually do for most sci-fi movies.
Yeah, like an alien would have that big of a bush.
I have never seen it, so it's now that I've heard that, I'm quite interested.
It's a great movie, and it's got like some of those iconic stills from it are what most people, when they say 80s horror movies, most of the time you see stills of those shrunken bodies from Life Force.
Yeah.
It's very
big. She's an alien. She gets off the whatever. She walks into this room. She's completely naked. And she has an 80s bush.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a spaceship they find in the head of Halley's Comet.
Mm-hmm.
And they go up to it, and inside are these three human bodies, and they bring them back to Earth not knowing that they're these energy vampires.
Right.
Cool story.
I did another one for the kids this week. We did watch a few movies, so I had to get Alistair's vote on it, but he voted The Sandlot, which is a great movie. Yeah, and he loved the insult hurling and the puking, which is always fun for us.
Yeah.
In comedies.
Patrick, did you see Patrick Renna do an at bat in one of those Savannah Bananas games?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was good.
I've been watching a lot of Savannah Bananas on TikTok lately.
I want to go see that. That looks like a lot of fun.
I know. I tried to enter, like, to me and my husband and my sisters. Like, we all put in our names to try to get tickets, but it's really hard to get tickets. Mm-hmm. And they're really expensive. Did you see they sold out a football stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more exciting, even though it's, like, fake. It's more exciting than regular baseball.
They're adding more teams to this crazy league, too.
Yeah. It's not real.
A guy on stilts?
No, it's the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I describe it too.
Well, thank you guys. I'm going to do let's do plugs now. Hey, Trambles is a weekly audio only podcast in the Radio Labyrinth feed that you can get on Wednesdays. This week, you can hear me, which is me, but I portray me with Sixies. That's her name. She's a podcaster, and she interviews Lizzie about, well, what do we interview about? We talk about the clowning, Clown Town, and I enjoy doing it, and we'll have to do it again. You can find that wherever. And if you like me talking to people and interviewing people, then you can listen to me interviewing Gary Hoey, which aired last week, but that is available in the Tim Andrews Popcast podcast feed. Or you can go to the WSB radio app and just stream it from that. Hey, if you would like to support our show, you can become a Patreon member. And to do that, you go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have new and updated tiers with all sorts of things you can get. Most importantly, you can contribute more to the show by joining in on text impressions to Tim. And some of the other levels, you can watch our show live that we record at a little bit after 8 o'clock every Wednesday night, and chat with us and have fun with us. You can also become a Radio Labyrinth producer. That's the $25 level, which will get you a nice T-shirt from our T-shirt store and a whole bunch of other things. So let's thank our producers, because you make the show that we do, and you get credit for it. John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith. So thank you very much. If you listen to us, rate and review us on your podcast app or whatever podcast service that you use. And make sure if you're watching us to leave a comment, subscribe, turn on the note, all the stuff you got to do. The more comments we get, YouTube likes that for some reason. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
Please say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?
5-Wire Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit 5-Wire Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.